You can recognize this small ground-nesting songbird by its yellow face and throat, black bib, and feather tufts on its head that look like horns. The streaked horned lark's range used to extend from British Columbia to Oregon's Rogue River Valley, but a lot of the bird's habitat has succumbed to the plow and the bulldozer. At this point, there are fewer than 2,000 left. Biologist Hannah Anderson of the Center for Natural Lands Management says the remaining holdouts have settled in some surprising spots.
They aren't a traditional endangered species where they're in these last best great places. They're using habitat, they're using airports, they're using military bases, they're using dredged material islands along the lower Columbia River.
All those places feature the sparse, wide-open spaces the bird prefers.
Almost nowhere where they occur is the site protected for conservation purposes. And so it's almost always got another human use, a competing use.
So Anderson is leading an experiment to see if the rare larks can be enticed to safer locations. But keep in mind, we're dealing with bird brains here. How do you lure a lark? Answer, with lifelike decoys and a battery-powered loudspeaker setup.
It's basically a game caller that, you know, they use to lure ducks or elk or whatever. And we recorded larks and put the larks on there. There's on a timer, like a sprinkler timer in there.
One of the places Anderson and colleagues are testing this is on the north side of Portland. The birds currently hang out in an empty lot at the Port of Portland. The researchers want to attract the larks over to a covered former landfill that will eventually become a park.
We have had some response here at this site this year.
But when the same experiment was run with different lark pairs south of Tacoma, the birds quickly lost interest. The Defense Department, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Port of Portland are some of the landowners taking interest in this lark luring experiment and helping to pay for it. In Portland, port ecologist Carrie Butler says the rare birds are nesting on ground in a growing industrial zone.
The site where the larks are now is a development site, so it's in fact already leased. So the port is really interested in finding a suitable place for the larks for the long term.
This is the final season of fieldwork for the project. Researchers will write up their results later this year. Similar attempts in the region to relocate other bird species have also had a mixed track record. The Army Corps of Engineers, in particular, has experienced successes and failures in trying to entice Caspian terns to move away from the mouth of the Columbia River. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.